not much of a speaker, and I've never been much of a writer, mm-hmm. but I love to teach. I don't guess you really teach, but I love to give what little knowledge I do have.
Yeah.
I love to bring that on up, you know. And if we can do that, I think, just like I said, we all be more successful mm-hmm. if we're passing on and sharing that knowledge.
Right.
You know, and trying to see that somebody else gets where we've been given an opportunity to be. Mm-hmm. And I have to go back to a lot of boat captains that give me the chance, from the very first deckhand to lead man to mate to the wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. But about the best thing I could say is I can't really describe it all, because it'd take a couple hours probably.
Right.
Is, I don't know, Chaplain Baldur just told you about the story I wrote, but that's about the best thing I could give you.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
And that's a story that I sat and wrote after some long, hard nights.
Yeah.
And I shared it with Chaplain. Mm-hmm. I haven't shared it a whole lot, but I shared it with guys that I work with.
Right.
Some guys that understand the level of respect and mm-hmm. and things it takes to make things right. Whew, I get tongue-tied, I guess.
So what made you get back on the river after
that?
2010, yeah.
Same thing that made me give this interview is, why shouldn't I still be proud? Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't I still be proud?
Yeah, absolutely.
He was proud of Dad. Mm-hmm. I have pictures of he and I in the pilot house together. He was proud of Dad. He got to come down and get on the boat when he was 8 years old and ride with me all day long. Mm-hmm. And was no reason to lose that pride. It's the key reason to keep that pride, because I'm still proud of him.
Right.
You know, and that's the reason I'm here today, is I'm proud and I'm honored to be able to share anything mm-hmm. that I can share in hopes. If it inspires one person, I feel lucky.
That's great. Thank you so much.
If it inspires one person,
yeah.
I feel lucky.